the state police are dealing with quite a backlog right now for firearms applications, correct?
We are. We're seeing unprecedented numbers of gun purchase applications coming into the licensing division. It's something we've been dealing with since last fall. Our licensing division has done a number of things to try to cope with that. Unfortunately, a backlog in investigating those purchase applications has developed, and we're continuing to deal with that.
Is the problem the sheer volume? Are you short staffed? Where's the bottleneck in all this?
Well, it's a number of factors, and certainly the biggest factor is the sheer volume of incoming gun purchase applications. And we have simply never in the history of the Maryland State Police performing regulated firearm purchase application investigations have we ever seen these kinds of numbers. Just to go over some of those numbers, in 2008 we had 37,182 applications to purchase. In 2009 there were just over 43,000. 2010 almost 39,000. 2011 a little over 46,000. And in 2012 69,606 purchase applications, most of them coming in the last two or three months of the year. So far in 2013, those numbers have continued. In December, January, and February of this year, we've had over almost 37,000 purchase applications come in. Again, comparing to previous years, almost in 3 months we've had come in the same amount we had come in 12 months in previous years. And so it's unprecedented. We are not going to sacrifice safety for speed. We're committed to doing thorough background investigations as we are required to do, and we are working to do those. However, this is something we saw coming as situations and incidents around the country and discussions of legislation and the introduction of new legislation, we know from experience, can prompt an increase in gun sales. And so our licensing division began addressing this last fall. Our personnel are working over there 21 hours a day, and the reason it's not 24 hours a day is because many of the computer databases that they check shut down for maintenance between 12 and 3 a.m. So we are working 21 hours a day, 7 days a week. We began that back in December. We have temporarily tripled our manpower in the licensing division. We're pulling in personnel from other state police divisions. We have a resource pool of almost 60 people who have database research experience and clearance. You have to have different levels of clearance to check these different databases, so not everyone can do that. And then you have to be trained in what you're looking for and how to do that. So we have a pool of both sworn and civilian personnel who are staffing our terminals there. We have added computer terminals as best we can in that division, and we are keeping them staffed, again, 21 hours a day to try to keep up with this. But again, unfortunately, we're receiving anywhere between 425 to 450 applications a day, and we are about 6 weeks behind in processing those applications.
This obviously poses a dilemma for gun dealers who need to tell their customers that they are going to have to wait. What would you be telling them?
We've certainly been asking the firearms dealers in Maryland for patience. We understand this does cause a dilemma for them. The law requires that they hold that purchase for 7 days. That was put into law as a cooling off period for individuals who may be purchasing firearms for the to use in a moment of rage. But we have worked very hard over the years to comply with that 7 day waiting period and get that purchase application completed in that amount of time. Unfortunately, over the last several months, we have been unable to do that. And again, because of the unprecedented gun purchases occurring in the state, this backlog has developed. We are trying everything we can within our resources and power to address this and deal with this, but we know it does cause a dilemma for firearms dealers. We appreciate their patience. We know many of them are working to deal with the situation, and we're doing all we can to address it.
All right, this is recording again, Greg, and I understand we're hearing from gun dealers that there may be some who do not wait for you for the state police to come back with a full background check, but that some merchandise is being delivered soon after the 7-day expiration. What about that? Is that legal? Is that allowed? What?
The law requires that that firearms dealer wait a minimum of 7 days for us to attempt to get that purchase application background investigation back to them and confirm that the person is not prohibited from owning a regulated firearm. After that, the law is silent. We would ask and are asking firearms dealers to be patient with us. We know this creates a dilemma for them, but our ultimate goal is to make sure that regulated firearms are not being sold to individuals who are prohibited. If that occurs and a firearm is released and we find out about it subsequent to that release, we will do all we can to get that firearm back. Again, we are asking for patience as we deal with this unprecedented situation.
All right. And the most you can do, it sounds like, from on your end, is simply plead with dealers to wait for you to come back with the finished work.
We are asking for patience from the dealers, and we know that this is a difficult situation, a difficult obligation that we hope that they will fulfill. But our investigators are checking 17 different databases. They're entering that individual's information each time separately. They check those 17 different databases. We are working to speed up that process, to streamline that process. Governor O'Malley has money in the budget this year for us to try to do that with information technology, and we hope that is on the way. But right now, our investigators continue to conduct very thorough investigations because we feel we are obligated to do all we can to ensure that a person who is purchasing a firearm is not prohibited. And so that is our primary concern, and we want to live up to that as we deal with these tens of thousands of new firearms purchase applications that are coming in at unprecedented rates.
Okay, Greg. I will...